This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 162 million people in America and Europe, or more than 20% of the working age population, work outside normal employment. Federal appeals court found that the Wisconsin legislature's 2011 redistricting in favor of Republicans was an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. Scholars said the ruling was especially important because it offered a clear mathematical formula for measuring partisanship in a district. The Roman Catholic Church will allow priests worldwide to grant absolution for abortion, making permanent a policy Pope Francis announced a year ago. In a large new study, it was found that the dementia rate for Americans 65 and older fell by 24% over 12 years to 8.8% in 2012 from 11.6% in 2000. The average age moved from 80.7 to 82.4. In 2012 as well. Surprisingly, they found that overweight and obese people had a 30% lower risk rate of dementia. 200 people of the 400 at a protest at Standing Rock over the pipeline were injured by rubber bullets, pepper spray, and shrapnel from concussion grenades fired by the sheriff's office, as well as hypothermia from the use of water cannons in the sub-freezing temperatures. 16 were arrested. Department of Homeland Security told auditors that it had received more than 200,000 reports of green cards that were not delivered to approved applicants. 2,400 immigrants who were approved for two-year conditional visas received cards good for 10 years. ExxonMobil, under fire for its efforts to undercut climate science, is accusing the Rockefeller family and its philanthropic enterprises with masterminding a conspiracy against it. Their fortune was created by John D. Rockefeller in 1870 when he founded Standard Oil, the predecessor company. The proportion of homeowners over 55 with housing debt has climbed from 38% in 1998 to 50%, still having mortgages, home equity, or lines of credit in 2013. SEIU has announced a strike at O'Hare Airport in Chicago the day after Thanksgiving as part of an effort to win the right to organize and raise wages. They claim there will be demonstrations at 18 other large U.S. airports from Atlanta to Los Angeles and Seattle. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.